Hello. Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from Christmas 2017.
Merry Christmas. We are so familiar with the whole Christmas story that, you know, out of what I just proclaimed from St. Luke's Gospel, at this point, for most of you, nothing stands out. It's familiar. It's kind of like, you know, watching the Peanuts Christmas. It's just, you know what to expect. Nothing's out of the ordinary. Dancing piano-playing dog doesn't surprise you because you know the way the story goes. And same here. We've heard it so often. And yet, when you just stop and you look at the individual pieces of the Christmas story and you let it hit your brain and your heart in a fresh way, then you begin to realize, like, wow, this there are elements to this that some of them are glorious, some of them are just strange and unexpected, other aspects of the Christmas story that disappoint compared to what maybe the human heart would have expected God to have done. It runs the whole big, wide gamut of things. And some of these things that again, any one of them taken by itself is utterly surprising. For example, we're celebrating the birth of the Son of God. You know that in the Old Testament, there's never laid out clearly this beautiful mystery that in the inner life of God is a communion of persons. The idea that there is actually, in the very life of God, in the divine nature itself, one who is the Son of the Eternal Father, like that alone is huge. That is part of this whole story. The prophecy from Isaiah that we're so familiar with: "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel." You know, that text, like we were not expecting that the virgin actually would remain a virgin, that the conception would be exactly what we celebrate. You know, anyone that looked at that passage would have said, there would have been a young maiden, and by very normal, natural means, she would have given birth to one who would save and deliver Israel. Only that didn't happen. And there are so many other aspects of it. When he was born, he was not born into power or into fame or into wealth. He was born in Bethlehem. The scriptures said that was going to happen. But to move things in that direction, the Lord had to move in the mind of Caesar, Augustus, and put in him the thought, I think this would be a good time to do a census of the entire Roman Empire. Okay, sure, that's no big deal. The Lord did that, but that's how he moves Joseph and Mary down to Bethlehem, because Joseph is of the house of David. But after his birth, he returns back up to Nazareth, and just this small town that no one expected anything to come out of. His birth also was marked with great tragedy. All of the innocents who were put to death by Herod, who out of fear and jealousy did not want to have to compete with another king. So what I'm wanting to appreciate is that there's not a single person who ever would have strung these things together and said, I was expecting it to go this way. Not one of us would have ever done that. The only one who saw the big picture in the midst of the elements that were glorious and fearful and disappointing and odd and strange, the only one who saw the big picture was God the Father, because this was his plan. And any one of those individual pieces, you'd have been like, wait, how on earth would this thing fit into the what God is doing? And so this is the way the Lord works. St. Paul, he put it this way, writing to the Corinthians. He said, "For God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to naught those that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God." Nothing about this Christmas story was expected. Now see, we're looking back at it in hindsight, like in retrospect, and we're very comfortable with it. But none of this was expected. None of it was expected. And yet, God was doing one of the most glorious works he's ever done. Here's what I want to give to you tonight by way of this. In our own life, at any given time, especially you have a church full of people tonight, there's in each of our lives right now, there's stuff that we could look at and we're trying to figure out how the heck this thing fits into the big picture of our life and where the Lord is in this. One of our young families in the parish, they were at our fourth Sunday of Advent Mass last night, and they've got a couple of kids, and they were looking forward to being here today. I saw on Facebook the mom posted, well, one of the boys got a stomach bug, and now they're at home, and Christmas is going to be at home with them sick. Last night, she said on Facebook that the one son who's sick was saying, "Mommy, why did God have to make throw up?" I mean, what a great question for a kid to ask. It's not just like it's like a really beautiful question, like, but because what he's saying is what you and I say as adults. "Mommy, how does this fit into what's happening? Like, why is it going this way?" And right now, like for every single one of us, there's at least one thing that we can quickly point to that we're trying to figure out. Where does this fit in? It can be something that's unexpected. It can be something that is greatly disappointing. It can be something that's just really puzzling. It can be something that hurts. It can be something so wonderful that you're afraid to get too close to it because, well, maybe it's just a trick. I don't know. But there's stuff going on in our lives in this very moment that we don't see the big picture. Tonight, what we're celebrating is this beautiful thing that God did, and he was the only one who saw the big picture. In retrospect, we can look back and say, what an awesome way to save us. So what I want you to do tonight is, as we're celebrating Christmas, I want you to be bold enough and trusting enough in the Lord to be able to say, "Lord, if this plan that you unfolded to save us had so many pieces that we could never have put together in the puzzle and could have never imagined you do it this way, I'm willing to trust that the stuff in my life right now that I can't figure out how it fits, I can't figure out why it's even there, I'm trying to figure out how to deal with the pain of what it's bringing me, whatever it might be, what I want to invite you to do tonight, or what I want to ask you to do tonight, is to step out in trust in him, the Father, enough to be able to say, if this is what you've done to save us, what we're celebrating at Christmas, I'm willing to trust that in my life right now, you are equally at work, you want to be at work, and even though I may not see much of the big picture at all, I'm willing to trust you. And I want you to do that because of what I said at the beginning of Mass, which is, we're not here tonight just to reread an event that we could read about in a history book. We're here tonight because we desperately want to actually be drawn into it. And we want to experience this very love. There's not one of us that should be, and I think ever would be, satisfied with all of this just being intellectual. Our Christian faith at its heart is meant to actually be an experience of God's love for us. That's what this is all about. But you know, we won't really experience it until we are willing to step out in faith and say, I trust you. I trust you in this. That's what I want to ask you to do this Christmas, is to be willing to trust that the Father, He knows what's going on in your life, and even though it may be utterly confusing for you right now and maybe really painful, that you would trust Him enough to say, I believe that you see the big picture and that you know what's going on. And one day I will look back on it and it'll make sense to me. But right now, even though it doesn't, I trust you. Trust Him enough that you will step out and actually let that trust affect the way that you love others in your family, the way that you relate to God, the Father Himself, the way that you pray, the way that you love your neighbor, just the whole of the way that you live your life would be shaped by, Father, you know what's going on. When we don't know fully what's going on and we don't trust Him, we tend to kind of figure it out ourselves and we can force things to happen and we try to make a plan on our own. And life just doesn't usually go well when we try to force it. It's a lot easier when we follow the Lord's lead and trust that He is watching and guiding things. That's what I want to invite you to this Christmas, so that we're in a place where this amazing love that we're celebrating tonight can actually be at work in our life. That's what He wants for you. That's what I want for you. It would be a terrible thing for us to finish this Mass and go back to regular, ordinary life, not having had a chance to experience this love actually at work in our life. So that's my prayer, my hope for us this Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.